We've just passed the birthday a few weeks ago of C.S. Lewis, who wrote one of the masterpieces of children's and adult fantasy, The Chronicles of Narnia. Lewis maintained that one of the best ways of writing for children was to not consciously write specifically for kids at all, but rather to write books that both children and adults could and would want to read. Much has been made of the Harry Potter phenomenon, and part of that series' success lies in the fact that adults have become fans of the books, too. We're in a Potter lull right now, and so you may well be looking for the next fantasy series that both you and the children around you can share. And if your children are a little older and are willing to linger over a story that doesn't move quite as fast as a video game or a Quidditch match, then I'd recommend Philip Pullman's trilogy, his Dark Materials. The Amber Spyglass, the long-awaited final volume of this complex, richly colored, and visionary story, just appeared this fall from Alfred A. Knopf, and it was well worth the wait. Pullman's legion of loyal readers has been wondering and speculating for several years now about how he would resolve the conflicts he created in the first two books, between the forces of goodness and the dark side that is intent on crushing them. At the heart of this epic conflict between good and evil are two young people, almost in their teens, Lyra and Will, who live in different but parallel worlds and who find each other because they have discovered the windows that can be opened between these worlds. Will lives in a version of present-day Oxford, England, and Lyra comes from a retro-future version of the same Oxford, in a world that developed without electricity. Both Lyra and Will are strong, vital characters with their own unique powers. Lyra can read an enigmatic device called the alithiometer, a kind of golden compass that can answer any question. Will possesses a knife that can open passages between the worlds. Together they are called to perform heroic acts, nothing less than saving all of the worlds in their universe because a life-giving source of energy is leaching out of them. It's a supreme challenge, fraught with wonders and dangers, with sadness and with hope. These three long books, The Golden Compass, The Subtle Knife, and The Amber Spyglass, are the stuff that winter dreams are made of, the kinds of dreams that stay with you all through the year.